720 WGN, John Landecker at 737, waiting to talk to a pickleball person. George, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, John?
I'm real good. George, you are the chief marketing officer at USA Pickleball. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
Throwing sport in America.
I would totally agree with you. Now, I am going to approach this with total transparency and honesty, and I'm not going to try to hype this at all. I never heard of it until a few weeks ago. I was surfing through some sport like MSNBC Sports or ESPN this or that, and I came upon a pickleball tournament, and I'm like, what is this? And I was totally fascinated by it. How would you describe pickleball?
Yeah, I mean, pickleball is a combination of a couple sports, which is really ping pong, tennis, and badminton.
Mm-hmm.
It's played on the same size court as a badminton court, and many of the rules are similar in terms of serving to tennis, although there's many are unique to pickleball.
And what is the ball? Is it plastic?
It is. Perforated plastic ball. The outdoor ball has 40 holes in it, and the indoor has 26 holes in it.
Sort of like a wiffle ball, if you will.
It is. It is similar, yes.
So we're hitting a wiffle ball-like sphere with what? Ping pong paddles?
It's bigger than a ping pong. It is a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And has a set circumference. It's about maybe half the size of a tennis racket and slightly smaller than a racquetball racket,
if
to put it into perspective.
Yeah. Before I get into the history of all of this, why is it called pickleball?
Well, it might be easiest if you're okay to talk a little bit the background, the origin, because that'll explain.
Oh, please.
The naming. If
yeah,
that's
go.
Okay. Yeah?
Oh, of course it's okay. You bet.
Yeah. So the sport, it was started in 1965 on Bainbridge Island, which is just west of Seattle, Washington. It was started by three founders. One was a state congressman. And the story goes, as the kids, and we've all experienced this, in a summer day, were bored. And so they said, well, what? There's nothing to do on this island. So they went into the garage, and they pulled out several different things. You know, ping pong paddle. They did pull out the plastic wiffle ball. They pulled out tennis rackets, badminton rackets. And the state congressman had a badminton court, so that's where they started playing on that. Now, the name, you want me to launch into the name, or you have questions
sure.
on the history?
No, I'm listening.
And so the name comes from the founder's wife, one of them, Joan Pritchard. She said, because you were playing with all sorts of different sports equipment and kind of concocting this game, it reminded her of the pickle boat, which is in Crewe. Crewe, you know, rowing is very big up in that part.
Oh, yeah.
A pickle boat is comprised of what they call disparate oarsmen from other boats.
Gotcha.
So in other words, everybody sits there, they're picked, and then the leftover oarsmen then put together this pickle boat. So
gotcha.
That's the origin of the name.
You know, some people listening might go, really? But I am, now it makes total sense to me, because my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law, live in Washington State, and she's big into boating, sailing, I'm sure rowing, any kind of boat. And she recently broke her wrist playing pickleball. And I haven't known my sister-in-law to pick up a sport since I've known her. But now it makes perfect sense. It has nautical origins. So no wonder she plays it. That makes total sense. Yeah, and now it comes into complete focus. So, expound then on the development of it since 1965.
Yeah, so it was played, you know, primarily in the Northwest, and it started expanding, and the three founders then worked on equipment. So they brought in Barney McCallum, who was kind of the third founder, because Barney had a workshop, and he was good with woodworking, and he started making some of the original paddles, which were made out of wood. Mm-hmm. And so they refined it. The badminton net was a little high for pickleball, so they lowered it to 36 inches, which was the same height as tennis. Mm-hmm. And then it recently was 34 inches. But, you know, as you look through it, our governing body, USA Pickleball, has only been around since 2005.
Right.
So it was kind of this very much grassroots sport that people were playing and enjoying it. But there really wasn't the organization until really the last 15 plus years.
The impression I got, correctly or incorrectly, from watching is that it's not exactly the fastest moving game because the ball is perforated. It's a wiffle ball. So no matter how hard you whack it, it's only going to go so fast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Yep. I mean, is that part of the attraction of the game?
I think it is. You know,
yeah.
The game, there's multiple things. I think why so many people are coming into it is mm-hmm. it's really easy to pick up and learn.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you played any, you know, kind of racket or paddle sport, I'd give you about 5 minutes and you'll be able to play and play pretty decent.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and then I was just going to say, so the size of the court, it you know, you can put four pickleball courts onto one tennis court.
Really?
And so even though the ball may move at about a third of the speed, because you're in close proximity, it still is coming pretty fast.
Right. Do the rules, what are the rules of pickleball? Are they the same as tennis or badminton or a combination or both?
They're, you know, it's a little combination of all, but you do have, like tennis, you serve from the right box, you know, you have the mm-hmm. service box
mm-hmm.
and you hit it to the other, you know, diagonally.
Right.
But what's unique is the returning team has to let it bounce. Because
wait a minute.
It's smaller, they have
Hold
to
on.
Let it bounce.
Hold on a second. The serve has to bounce before the other team can hit it?
Well, if you're the server,
you
serve underhand. So that's part of the rule. You serve underhand into the diagonal box. And then the serving team, when they return it, or I'm sorry, the receiving team, when they return it, the serving team who originally served has to let it bounce once. And the reason you do that, because it's such a short court, it allows the other team, the returning team, to then approach the net and actually have a competitive game.
I see.
As opposed to serving, running to the net, and then smashing it.
Right. Huh. What else? I mean, is it like 15 love, 30 love? I mean, how does it scored?
Scored like a ping pong. So games are 2-11,
ping pong.
5-1.
Okay.
You earn your points only when you're serving, and
right.
the game is more predominant doubles because it is, you know, it's very fun and social. You can play singles, but more people play doubles, and that's why it's really attractive to all ages, you know, to families. I know I play mixed doubles with my wife and other couples. All sorts of different ages and genders. It's a very inclusive sport. It doesn't discriminate.
Well, that is exactly the impression I got from watching it, was that it doesn't require an extreme level of athletic ability, nor does it require a certain age group, that everyone could get in there and have fun doing this. And to me, that was a very attractive facet of pickleball. Was I hadn't ever seen an athletic event that contained these particular ingredients. You know, like grandma and grandpa could play pickleball with the grandkids. You know what I'm saying? Well, of course you do. But, I mean, that I thought that was a really cool aspect of the game. And, you know, I'm looking for physical activity that's not going to kill me. And I thought, hey, pickleball, that's really awesome. I don't know if there's any pickleball courts. Is that the right term? Pickleball courts? Near me, although I know there are in Chicago because my producer, Tom, says he's been playing it since high school. Was that right?
Yeah. We started playing it in probably freshman year of high school.
What year was that?
Oh, that would have been, I was in high school, 2008 to 2012.
So,
and, pretty intense competition. That's what I like the best about pickleball. It's kind of like, there's almost a chess-like quality to it.
A chess-like quality?
Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but
how is it a chess-like?
Because you're really
you want like a queen's gambit? What I mean,
I'm playing mind games, John. I'm trying to make them mess up. And
oh, I see.
You mentioned the speed of the game, and I'm sure George could speak to that in terms of everybody's trying to pick the best move. It's not about how hard you hit it; it's about where you place it.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, I just find it to be I just think it's great. And do you have like rankings? Do you have like a number one pickleball player in the United States?
We do.
Who is it?
There's ratings. Yeah. There's professionals are playing this. And
Wait a minute. There's professional pickleball? Where is that? Yes.
It's generally part of our tournament. So the largest and premier event is our USA Pickleball National Championships. It's played at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. We play it on 49 courts over 9 days.
What? And, awesome.
Yeah. And we have two top pros, Ben Johns on the men's side and Simone Jardine on the women's side.
Do you have corporate sponsors? Do you have corporate sponsors?
Yeah.
This is going big time. I'm telling you, this is a future Olympic sport. I just feel it coming. You got corporate sponsors. You got professionals. You got money. What else do you need? You know? Everybody can play. Who wouldn't want to see that? I would.
John, do you know, when I started with USA Pickleball 2 years ago, there were 18 countries who had official pickleball associations.
Wow.
This past weekend, they signed Russia as the 57th in less than 2 years. And you need 70 to start the path towards International Olympic Committee.
Hello. I just got one thing to say. You watch out for those Russians. They cheat. Okay? I'm just telling you. They're not to be trusted. There should be doping. There should be doping before matches and all sorts of stuff because they cheat. I'm just saying it. I'm just putting that out there. Watch out for the Russians. See? Well, then it is getting a step closer to the Olympics. I think it's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for being with us, George. Is the chief marketing officer at USA Pickleball. There must be a pickleball YouTube channel, a pickleball website. Can you fill us in on that? Yeah.
If you go to usapickleball.org, you can find all sorts of resources, how to play. John, for you, there's a places to play locator, so you can put in your city or zip code and find the courts closest to you.
Cool.
And then our social media channels of Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, we have a lot more videos of both play and professional matches.
Man, I'm going to check it out. Thank you so much for being with us, George. I appreciate it. I didn't realize it was going to be that cool. I was just wondering how they named it pickleball. Now look. It's just a few countries away from the first steps to take to get into the Olympics. Why not? Grandma gets the gold. 7:52. John Landecker at 7:20 WGN.